Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Put your mouthpiece in, because here we go.
Just call me Coach. It's simpler.
I'm here to entertain and talk Bears or talk White Sox or Dusty Baker. What do you want to talk about? Look at this.
That looks unbelievable.
That is a smash
Shanks.
Burger.
Shanks.
Here it is.
Right.
You can take a bite, too, if you want.
Yeah, please.
Outstanding. If a guy's coming off a hamstring injury.
Yeah. This texter says the Odyssey app really lets you hear Dave chewing that burger.
Yeah. Dave wants that at Tony Wise in studio.
What's going on here this week?
And man, the players are saying, we love Coach Spiegs. Coach Spiegs is fantastic.
One of us actually paid up on one of our bets. I brought in a bottle of red.
Let's open it. Let's have it.
Oh, man. What do we got?
I see light mango. Come on.
I just got a couple buddies that stopped over. Whitey, bottom shelf is all the beers. Help yourself. I got all you want in there.
Whitey.
Hey, Whitey, did you ever hear of Iron City Mango?
Yeah. No.
Whitey was getting some play tonight.
I'll tell you one quick story. Eddie Ogeron, you know, Ed's from Donner. He's a Cajun.
The five in Chicago is go White Sox.
Glass of iced tea. That's TV talk, you know? And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
End it.
Happy birthday. Hell yeah. Happy birthday. Little bourbon at 2 o'clock. With Coach Wonstead.
Wow, I'll tell you, was Tanny on vacation last week? Did you just spend your whole week putting that tape together? That was, I tell you what, that's pretty impressive.
This guy.
That's a lot of work, Tanny. That's a great job.
You know.
Because that goes back, that's not like last week or 2 weeks shows. We're going back probably a year or two, maybe longer. Yeah,
he's a wizard.
How about this, though? This little bourbon, God bless, huh?
From us to you, Dave.
Thank you. Cheers.
Of course. Absolutely. Cheers. Little
cheers,
few
Dave.
Bourbon. Cheers.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, on this show. Whenever you're with us, it's 5 o'clock, Dave.
I feel like Tanny represents what you wrote on the board for us in there. That you said you've written on the board for your offensive and defensive coordinators forever. Don't get bored because you're doing the same thing. And if you got to do the same thing all the time, just be passionate and be present about it, right? Because that's what Tanny does every day with Opens.
I've always been a belief of trying to do it better, right, than maybe what the opponent could do. And most of these geniuses nowadays, offense, defense, they're always looking to invent something new or add something new. And, you know, all of a sudden you get out there, you don't get enough practice at it, and it's not as successful. So, yeah, don't get bored. I wrote that on the board every year with my coordinators, and I meant it.
Yeah, because it's not really about the passion. It's about if you have something that works, don't outsmart yourself.
Exactly.
That's what it's about.
And players win games, not coaches. You got to have players, and players got to play fast. Players got to play good. And the Bears, you know, I mean, this is going to be exciting. I mean, I truly am all in this year for a couple different reasons. But, you know, I really think that they had a good draft. I really like some of the free agent signings. Some of the players, it's not that I like some of the guys that they had to let go, but I think it was time to let some of those players go. I really like where the Bears are at right now. And I know this for a fact. you know, that the offense that they're going to put in this year, it's really going to give Justin Fields the best chance to be successful. So we're all going to find out together, you know, what kind of player he is.
All right, let's keep drinking.
Dave.
You weren't ready for that, were you?
Well, you I know you know the guy. You know what you want. You know Janoco and Getsy.
It's not about that. It's about football philosophy, though, too, for this guy. He believes.
Dave.
This is what I believe, too. I'm with you, Coach, 1,000%.
I know Bear fans are out there listening, and I know that they want to get excited, and let's go.
I want them to be excited, too.
I got one problem with the NFL this year. You know what's going to be?
What's that, Dave?
The schedule.
No.
The schedule getting released to one guy in particular.
I scooped the schedule.
It's one team. It's not the Bears.
What's your problem, Dave?
My Pittsburgh Steelers drafted
your guy.
Kenny Pickett from the University of Pittsburgh.
Oh, against your guy, Mitch.
And Mitch, I was all ready to come in here on Thursday afternoons and pour myself a little bourbon and say, what did I tell you about Mitch? The guy's winning games for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right, but so now you have to come to the conclusion.
Oh, like, I got a problem now.
So, well, yeah, you really do, because you backed yourself into a logical corner.
He's got both guys.
I got both
guys. Maybe they'll do a little time share.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Play both of them every week.
Well, they clearly don't think Mitch is very good, Dave.
Well, we're going to see.
No, we're not going to see, because they used a first-round pick on Kenny Pickett, so they must not have believed that Mitch Trubisky was the answer.
They're treating Mitch like Mike Glennon. That's what they're doing. He's a bridge quarterback.
Tells me that maybe you were wrong on Mitch.
Well, I know, and you know what? I may be wrong. With my expertise on quarterbacks, I could be. I very well could be.
Trubisky reminds you of Sage Rosenfels.
Oh, to name 10. Would I have six different starting quarterbacks in 6 years at the Bears? That's hard to do.
It is hard to do.
How many? You said 10 in 6 years?
I was here 6 years, and I had six different starting quarterbacks.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
That ain't right.
It's not not a recipe for success.
Nope. No, it's tough.
All right, so this is nice. We wish you happy.
We want to talk Cubs.
I'll tell you what I want to talk about.
Bulls.
We did some preamble. We wish you happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We toasted the bourbon. We got your hope trafficking Bears thought out of the way.
Right.
Talk to me about the boat. Talk to me about Troy Aikman. You guys were all over social media again.
Well, you know,
and Jimmy, you know, and Troy, what we were drinking? And you know, the 8-pack.
Troy has his own beer out now.
Oh, of course he does.
It's called 8.
Hmm.
And he's promoting it. It's Texas, you know, all over the state of Texas. The guy's working like crazy.
Didn't zoom in and look at the label. Does it have a picture of his abs on the can?
No, Jan did that. So my wife, last year, you know, Troy, we do the picture, and a lot of criticism for the guys, how everybody looked except Troy.
From Jan? Jan liked how Troy looked.
He's got an 8-pack.
So Jan takes the picture, and she blows the picture up, and she gets it printed on the front of all these T-shirts.
I was wondering what that shirt was.
So we walk out in the morning to head to Jimmy's boat, and we're loading up all. Troy brought about 5 cases of beer. We're loading up all the beer on Jimmy's boat.
Should be enough for 8 guys.
And we're all wearing this T-shirt with Troy's abs on.
There it is.
I was wondering what the shirt was.
And Troy stops, and he's looking at it, and he says, now, he makes some comment like, I have a medal around my neck just like that one in that picture. And then it all comes to him that it's him.
That's awesome. Looking at it now, Coach, you look good with Troy's abs on your stomach.
Everybody does.
So Jan made the Troy Aikman T-shirt.
Yeah, Jan was responsible for that. Yeah, but we had a great time. You know what's crazy? You know, Jimmy and I were laughing. Jimmy and I have been together since 76. Tony, there's some guys have been there 35, 40, you know, long time. And we tell the same damn stories and the same lies, and we laugh just as hard.
That's what you do with us on Thursdays.
And
we love that.
It is great. And we got into a little bit of football talk, and very little. And it was all good.
How long have you and Jan been together?
We've been together. We got married my senior year in college.
Okay, so your longest relationship is Jan. It's not you and Jimmy.
Yes.
Just by a little.
Yeah, by a little. Yeah, I was curious.
Well, I had the greatest wedding in the world. I mean, besides the greatest wife in the world. I get married the week after the Penn State game, okay? And we're going to and I was Johnny Major's captain on the Pitt team.
So week after you played in the Pitt
Penn
State game.
Week after the game, I have a wedding. And we're going to the Fiesta Bowl that year to play Arizona State. So being that I was a captain and being that I was married, Coach Majors comes to me and says, why don't you bring your wife on this bowl game trip? Yeah. So there we are. That was the honeymoon.
On the
that
bowl
was
game
your honeymoon?
Trip.
That was our honeymoon. The Marriott, Camelback. I don't know if it's still there. Mm. And we had bed check every night.
You got off cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to go to
real,
Italy.
I got off real. I needed to get off cheap back in those days.
If I'm looking at the right game, unfortunately, 28-7 Arizona.
Yeah, 28-7.
Sorry about that.
Anyway, Danny White, Bob Bruning. They had more players.
They had Mike Haynes, too, right?
They had Mike Haynes. They had Woody Green, I think, was their running back.
Danny White in college was a heck of a team.
Frank Cush. Remember the name Frank Cush?
Hell of a coach.
He was the coach at Arizona State.
He's a fearsome guy.
And we had Tony Dorsett, I still call him, and it wasn't enough.
So you do the whole Cowboys reunion. You get on the boat. You're wearing the Troy Aikman AB t-shirts. It was for the Derby, right? Did anyone have the 80-1 horse?
Guess what?
Let me guess. You guys were too drunk. You didn't even watch the Derby.
Nobody was drunk, but we did have a few beers, and we were sitting outside at this Italian restaurant, and everybody had their bets in on the horses.
Yeah.
And they did not have a TV out there. So the TV was in the restaurant. So everybody kind of ran in the restaurant and watched the race and came back. So
you watched it like everybody else. 2 minutes.
There you go.
And then you were done.
Most exciting 2 minutes. Yeah. I got to ask one question about the picture. Couldn't help but notice that this time Tony Wise was just mixed in and he only had his own beer can in there. We loved how last time
he was cleaning up.
Tony Wise, the offensive line coach, was cleaning up for everybody because that's the O-line coach. Like, yes, please bring me with you to Oklahoma State and I'll clean up the cans. So did Tony get relieved of those duties or did he do it just not during the picture?
No, he still did it. We had a great trip. We had a couple of little mishaps almost on the boat. It was a little bit rough, but everything worked out great.
A little choppy waters?
A lot of food, a lot of laughs.
So what's the hierarchy? O-line coach obviously cleans up the beer cans. How about like D-line coach? Does he always do that too?
Butch Davis? Nah, Butch was good. You know, everybody kind of pitches in now.
Butch Davis ends up a head coach for years in college and in the pros.
Yeah, riding that Jimmy Johnson gravy train.
But he's still the D-line coach at their party.
That's amazing. That is amazing. I would imagine there's some good ball busting around Troy Aikman's Monday Night Football contract.
Well, yes and no.
Did he pick up a tab? At least?
No, Jimmy picked up the tab for everything. Although Troy brought the beer, as I said. No, you know what? We really didn't talk about that much. I mean, he...
That's a nice job for him, though.
You know, we talked a little business about him leaving, and then Joe Buck obviously coming with him. But no, very little talk about that.
Who are the active coaches now in the NFL that are descendants from that tree?
Oh,
like your guys that are still out there getting it done right now?
Well... But let me think for a second. Wow.
Well, we got time.
I got to think. Most of the guys are
done.
Retired.
Yeah, sure. I was thinking, but I'm sure you probably got disciples, you know, guys who learned under the tutelage. Yeah.
Norv just retired, right? A couple years ago.
Norv retired a couple years ago. Yeah.
But isn't Norv's son out there?
He's the offensive coordinator at Washington.
At Washington.
Luke Getsy was on your. I mean, but that's not a guy who
Luke Getsy was on my staff at Pitt.
Right.
Andrew Janoco, the quarterback coach.
He was a backup quarterback for me, and we got him started up there with Norv in San Diego when he got out of college.
Right.
And then his dad was one of the best great coach in the state of Pennsylvania.
Janoco's dad.
Yeah. So he comes from a great network that way.
That's an important guy we haven't talked about very much.
And David Walker,
Bears.
The running back coach.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I got the Pitt job, Paul Pascalone, got let go that year, and I called up a trusted friend, and I said, who's the best? They got anybody on that staff, the best coach they got? And they said, the running back coach, David Walker, is at the top of the line. So I called up David, brought him in, and hired him at Pitt. So David was with me 6 years at Pitt, and he's coaching the running back. So... that's exciting. I know they're all fired up, about the opportunity. And
so you know basically the whole Bears offensive staff.
Yeah.
And Spiegs and I have talked about it a lot. They're going to make it easier for Justin Fields because they are going to run the ball.
Be balanced. Let's use the word balanced. Because people don't want to hear, you know, that's I can say run the ball. You say run the ball, they're gonna call me, they can call me a dinosaur.
But they're also gonna pair the running plays with passing plays, which may sound like the simplest effing thing.
It is.
Matt Nagy really struggled to pair the looks of running plays with the looks of passing plays, which is a quarterback's best friend.
Yeah, that's what the guy that does the best job of that in the National Football League is Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan, sorry, guys.
No problem.
You like my dial tone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Withers, Lovely Day.
Lovely Day, it's a hell of a song.
Great song.
It's a great song. I don't like the Jill Scott remake.
What was I saying?
Doesn't matter.
No, you were saying that Kyle Shanahan does a great job. Making running plays look like passing plays and vice versa. Nagy struggled with that. Just that in itself is going to make Justin Fields' job easier, isn't it?
Yeah, you know why? Because you want to get ahead of yourself, in my opinion, with the passing game. You know, you say, okay, we're not going to change the runs. These are our four runs, but we got to have a lot more passes. And every week, you know, they're always seeing something new that they think they can do. And, you know, a lot of coaches, I guess, have success with that, but that's not what the Bears are going to do. I'm very confident of that. And David Montgomery is going to be a major player. The tight ends are going to be, I think, a bigger part than what they've been in years of the passing game.
I still have hope for Cole Kmet.
So do I. I don't know why people are. I don't get it.
I think people forget how young he is.
Absolutely.
Right? I think he's still only 23. I don't think he's even turned 24 yet. I'll look that up.
Absolutely.
But
we were all prisoners of Kansas City expectations and Travis Kelce comps.
Yeah, and Zach Ertz.
Yes.
Right. There was like, well, Zach Ertz set the tight end receptions record in that offense, and then Travis Kelce became a Hall of Famer in that offense.
Right.
And then Trey Burton did nothing in the offense. And we were like, well, they drafted the guy, so maybe this is the guy that's going to be Zach Ertz or Travis Kelce. But it's really hard to produce as a tight end early.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I don't know if you tell me, like, I still think he can be productive, but I have questioned a little bit what his ceiling is. Like, is he athletic enough in this NFL to be a top five guy?
Too early to tell. But
it's year three, right?
I think the guy brings
still 23.
Yeah, this will be a big year for him, and I think he'll take advantage of it. The guy's smart. The guy's tough. The guy gets it. The intangibles are A+. To me, that's going to give him a big opportunity, a big chance to take the next step.
So here's a question for you. On their offensive line, which one player would you feel confident is even above average at their position? Because I don't feel like some of them might be, but I don't feel like any of them have proven, I don't know that Lucas Patrick has proven to be an above average league center.
I think Cody is, don't you guys?
He's an above guard?
Yeah. I mean, he signed a contract to be an elite guard.
Yeah, I mean,
he's an above average guard.
So he's an overpaid above average guard.
Well, I don't know if he's overpaid or not, but I would say he's an above average player.
I mean,
you can win a Super Bowl with him. I mean, that's what we're talking about. How far can you go with him? You can win it all with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's an above average left guard.
Yeah. And who else are we talking?
Tevin Jenkins, Larry Borum. Yeah,
Jenkins, we don't know. Borum, we don't know.
Lucas Patrick.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point. It's a new system, a new play caller, not a ton of talent at pass catcher, and maybe a couple of those guys are. But I'm just saying, I don't know that anybody right now can tell Bears fans honestly that they have multiple above average offensive line. I'm not even talking about great, just above average. And again, maybe a couple of them are, and that would be huge. But as of now,
maybe not. I mean, I would say the only reason I would question that or say maybe and agree with you is because of the youth. You know, I mean, this is a position that can develop and will develop in a little bit of time. We've got some really young guys up there, but we're going to do things that give them a chance to develop.
See, that's the thing. Like, if the scheme is forthright, simple, and clear enough, the talent level from team to team Is Danny, what was the quote you gave the other day about, like, or no, it was Hub talking about the talent level, the Vince Lombardi quote about how, like, it's really fairly normalized.
I think it was Parcells' quote, right? That, like, the talent, there's about a 10% gap in talent from top to bottom, and the difference is coaching and effort.
I thought he referenced Lombardi, but yeah, same thing.
Whoever it was,
but same thing. So, like, if you've got a replacement level offensive line, but you run some intuitive, simple West Coast stuff, you can be effective as long as you don't screw it up, right?
Absolutely.
So that's what they're going for, I think, to figure out who they have.
You don't have penalties. You don't turn guys loose. You know, all those little intangible things that the normal fan doesn't even think about being important, they make the difference for an offensive line. Guys don't jump off sides. Guys don't get called for holding. Guys don't block the wrong guy and someone get hit in the backfield. It ruins a whole series. They got a punt. I mean, stuff like that. A good, smart, disciplined offensive line can really make up a lot of ground by doing those things, which have nothing to do with really blocking anybody, you know?
What have you had a chance to see the bombs that are going off in college football with Jimbo and Saban? You said you wanted to talk NIL last time you called in.
I'll talk right now.
You said you got a lot of thoughts.
And I'm going to say this. I listened to Jimbo Fisher's comments today, the press conference.
Yeah.
And I saw Deion Sanders, his quote.
He went after Saban. Everybody went after Saban.
And I saw Saban's, but here's what I honestly think. And I've played golf with Nick Saban. I know him. We're not friends. You know, so don't put me in a box here with him. But I think for the last 2 months, Nick Saban has been really pounding the table saying college football right now is a mess. Between the transfer portal, he said, between the NIL, it is a mess, and we need to do something. So he's been beating that drum and beating that drum. So I really think when he came out with his comments, I don't think he was pointing the finger at A&M or Jimbo Fisher. He was saying this team had the number one recruiting class, and they paid money or bought them, whatever expression they use. And, you know, that's the rule. And Jimbo Fisher came out and said, we didn't break any rules. Apparently not. There's no rules with, you know, NIL.
It's just the state of the industry right now.
It's the state of the industry. So Saban's basically saying, I don't like that.
And, well, right, because the old way was really good for him.
Yeah, and we're not doing it. But, So I agree with what Nick was saying. It's not good for the college game right now. Guys, they're a Biletnikoff winner, Addison, the kid from Pitt, okay?
Okay.
I forget his first name. He is either going to Texas or USC or Alabama. He may have made up his mind, but he's leaving Pitt. And he's the best receiver that Pitt's had since Larry Fitzgerald.
Jordan Addison, coach.
Jordan Addison.
That's Shane. That's our college football guy.
Shane had me covered.
Yeah.
He's got you. And,
of course. The devil's advocate point is that if Dave wants to leave the U to go coach Pitt, you don't have to sit out a year. But if the player wants to transfer from Pitt to the U, they've got to sit out a year. So this would be more favorable to the players, and the coaches can make $10 million. The players get a scholarship and some classes. Nowadays, this actually empowers the student athlete to make some money during their earning.
If you're not a starter, I'll tell you what, I have a grandson, you know, hopefully he's good enough to play at the next level. We'll find out. He'll be going to Loyola. He'll be a ninth grader next year. And I tell you what, if he's good enough and he commits to a school to go there, and he's going there because he feels like he has an opportunity after 2 years, you know, maybe redshirting, maybe going through the program and developing to play.
Yeah.
And then somebody transfers in.
And they transfer guys in. I'm going to have a real problem with that.
I understand that. I understand how that will have an effect. But here's what it is, though. It's like it's an open market society that has allowed for a little sweet spot between 18 and 21 where you can control people. It's like indentured servitude. And that part's over.
Yeah. And that's why
people don't like
That's why, you know what started me as a Kenny Pickett fan, other than he was from Pitt? He signed a deal, the first deal he signed with this NIL stuff, and he did a couple commercials, but his pay was He wanted to be able to bring his, it was for a hotel in Pittsburgh, and he wanted to be able to bring his offensive line there for dinner one night a week. That was his compensation. And I said, you know what? This kid gets it. Mm. You know, I mean, he's going to do something.
That's very nice that he can do that.
And that tells you a little something about an individual. And then all of a sudden, that was a year and a half ago. Now look where it's at. You know, I mean,
I will say, and I understand the argument that, like, well, this got out of hand. There's not any sort of regulation. It's a Wild West situation. The NCAA has no one to blame but themselves for it.
I agree.
If they would have figured out a way to incentivize these kids, compensate these kids within the old framework instead of waiting, yep, getting sued,
I agree.
Then the dam broke, and now all hell's broken loose. Like, I don't have a ton of sympathy for a system that for forever gave them nothing,
right,
and now they get everything. So they have no one to blame but themselves. But happy birthday.
Yes, good to see you.
Yeah, you're looking great.
It's going on 3 o'clock.
Well, Dave, you said you had happy hour at 5.
Oh.
So you got time. And you're
it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And you're already having a bourbon. So you've gotten a 2.5-hour jump on your happy hour. Are you nervous about the time?
No, but I got to get a couple calls. I got to find out about some golf clubs that I'm trying to buy. So I do got to go.
Okay.
Oh, there's my song.
There's your song.
That's my ringtone.
No, it's your dial tone.
That's it. Dial tone?
It's a ringtone. Is the word. What kind of clubs you buying?
I don't know yet.
Depends on the deal for the price of on the house.
No.
Yes.
Just fair. Always fair.
You know, yeah, I'm sure.
Dave, you have a countenance and a vibe that screams that it's always a lovely day. So stay young, baby. Stay like you are.
I'll be heading back to Florida, but I will be back in July, and won't be long. We'll be right here every week.
We'll be drinking every Thursday, playing a little golf, hanging out.
Hey, how about this? Hall of Fame, huh?
Yeah, Leroy Butler hooked you up with the free jersey and the free vodka. We know. Yeah.
Hey, Bratz, when I come back in July, I'm going to get him.
He's in Mitch's office, and he's showing off his free jersey and his free vodka. And he goes, but they were supposed to send me Bratz. What's enough?
We're going to share them. Shane's going to cook them.
Yeah,
Shane said he's got a great recipe for Bratz.
Yeah.
I want to see it. I want to taste it.
He's amazing. See you, Dave. Happy birthday, man. We love you. It's Parkinson Spiegel, The Score.
We did have a few beers. A little bourbon. God bless, huh? Nobody was drunk.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Mango.
Afternoons on the Score.
Let me think for a second.
Absolutely love that, man. Going to be a fun show today. Already has been. Man, we had the opening of what do they call it? The deck?
The terrace.
The terrace. That's a terrace.
On the other tower, yeah.
Yeah.
Roof deck, we'll call it.
Roof deck.
Sure.
Over there at Prudential Building. There was a seafood bake. And
boil.
Also,
boil? Boil. Yep.
More of a boil.
And a huge than oven out there.
Yeah. more of a boil than a bake.
Yeah.
But honestly, like,
get off the deck.
We're on the deck, and like, wait, this is all free. And they had beers and White Claws, whatever. So I had a beer with lunch, and then Wani comes in, and Shane poured like 3 fingers of bourbon.
Seems like 3 fingers, but it's because there's ice in there.
Because there's ice.
Probably
I know.
One finger.
But
you're doing
just,
a show.
I'm just saying.
It's still, I think it's the tallest bourbon we've had at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, speak for yourself.
On a weekday during the show.
It's 5
show.
O'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Damn right.
That's true.
That guy's a happy person.
He is.
He really is.
I mean,
comfortable.
I don't want to give out like the order of the restaurants that he was doing. You know, I don't want to all of a sudden all of the paparazzi to show up. But he's in town for his birthday weekend. He's going to 3 Chicago steakhouses across lunches and dinners.
Yeah.
That man lives a great life.
I would probably vary the cuisine a little bit more myself.
That's, yeah, but that, Dave is a simple, he's a simple man.
That guy likes a few things. I remember before the
exactly.
Smash Burgers, I was asking him, what do you want, coach? Like, we're going to make food for you. What do you want? Oh, I eat steak, burgers, and chicken.
Right.
And that's it.
And
that's
he drinks,
all he eats.
And he drinks bourbon, red wine, and beer.
I guess once you've dialed it in, you know?
it's
kind of like,
shape.
It's kind of like my top button swag. I wear a t-shirt, I wear a top button swag. That's it.
You know it works.
Once you choose, you dial it in.
Yeah. But so,
it's like you and the Stones. You're locked and loaded.
Yeah, I got my Stones songs.
You found your band.
I'm ready for Pick a Player on the Rolling Stones. But also we should say, Terry Boers today at 4 o'clock. Normally Score Stories has been at 5. Today we're doing it at 4. Obviously we will bend the schedule for Uncle Terry. But we were kicking it around a little bit. There are so many things that people might want to hear. Do you want to hear about the Heavy Fuel crew days? Do you want to hear about his decision to like take a chance on the radio station? B&B memories. We'll try to get to all of it, obviously. We'll obviously catch up with how he's doing in the present day. But I would love the texters and the Twitch mob to get going and kind of help program that conversation with Terry, because obviously we could have him tell stories for 2 hours and it would be amazing.
Seriously, just pick. We have a million angles that we could pick.
Yeah, but so we'd love the listeners to be involved with Terry coming up at 4 o'clock today. So.
Hey, Terry, what's the best thing about working with Bernsey? What's the worst thing about working with Bernsey? Yeah, what's the best thing about working with Mac?
Right, yeah, short answer, long answer, right,
yeah.
for both of those. But where are we at? So Tim Anderson's having a very good game. I have not been able to follow every detail of this game since we've been on the air. 4-3 now, they're trailing the Royals. How are the White Sox looking?
They had a bases loaded, nobody out situation. Did get a couple runs on the Tim Anderson single, but that's all. And it was an opportunity against a fading starter who's a terrible starter statistically on the year, by the way. And then the Royals bullpen, so they're still trailing. That was an inning that felt like this should be 6 runs. God, let's go ahead and break this open. You were talking about the lack of blowout wins in transition. I had a moment there of thinking, oh, here we go. This because it was top of the order and a pitcher on the ropes and then the pen, and they did not quite break through, so they still trail.
Still bottom 4, right?
Yeah, still early.
Yeah,
still
it's
early.
Be a high scoring game.
TA's got 2 walks and a 2-run single, and but some defensive issues already for Tim Anderson, right?
It's a weird. So we were asking about like when the panic button would be pressed. There's also the What is this team capable of doing in terms of pushing a button to do something? Like, some teams would fire the manager, right? High-priced, biggest payroll ever, underachieving team, smack dab in the window that's underperforming. Some teams would fire. We know they're not firing the manager, and TLR came out today and was defending the hitting coaches. Like, I wonder what button can be pushed to jumpstart the team artificially if they get to that point.
Holding somebody accountable for defense in the way that I was talking about that. It doesn't have to be TA, but somebody whose defense or fundamentals is embarrassing to your baseball sensibilities. Make sure they know it and the whole team knows that you're not going to accept it. Because you're right about the coaching staff. I
want to be clear.
Fire the hitting coach is one of the big buttons that people push.
And Tony came out pretty hard today defending him. And I want to be clear. I don't think that we're that close to that. I really don't.
You're making me want to look for comps in recent years of teams, you know, coming off a playoff appearance that are expected to be another playoff team.
Back-to-back playoff appearances.
Right, back-to-back. So I guess that's the comp, right? Back-to-back playoff appearances in the middle of their window, and you start out like this at the 25% mark of the season. How many people survive? How many managers survive that?
I don't know, because it is...
First-round losses in both years.
I do think that, just, again, I haven't done the research project component of it, but it does...
I'm asking you to do it live on the air.
Yeah, well, no, but that's Shep? Fair. Shep, do we have that? But doesn't it feel like in a different universe, it would be prime fire somebody 100%. Territory?
100%.
Just for the sake of rearranging the deck chairs, because you can't fire players. Those contracts are guaranteed. Like, I really do think that that's what we'd be talking about if we didn't think the ecosystem was what it is with the Reinsdorfian organization.
I think you could make a strategic case for firing Frank Menichino. You could really make a baseball case for that.
But is Tony going to do it?
No, it doesn't sound like it from today.
Yeah, so I just... That's one of the things that's interesting to me. Like, what button really can be pushed that in a more normal GM hires manager hires coaching staff, like, you know what I mean? Like, flow chart of an organization.
Can they fire the strength and conditioning coach again?
I don't think
so. Can they do that again?
That would strike me as an odd choice.
The home run.
That's right.
There's a really bad route, but eventually a very good catch by A.J. Pollock in left field for the White Sox.
Who's going to be the guy who's mic'd up on Sunday Night Baseball, by the way? A.J. Pollock
announced
as the guy for Sunday Night Baseball.
Very nice.
What?
Yeah, A.J. Pollock. Of all the personalities on that team, they settled with the guy who's been there for 2 months.
All right, I was excited just because we had an answer, but now that I hear Shane's reaction and stop and think about it, of all the interesting people on those teams, on that team, A.J. Pollock is a weird choice.
What the hell?
And, I mean...
Tony will have him on the bench.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Isn't it just a little surprising and, like, just be happy that it's a White Sox and not a Yankee?
Yeah, we are, but, like even settle for Lance Lynn in the dugout.
Right.
I don't know, whatever.
I'm with you. It's an odd choice. Teddy Greenstein in 25 minutes, but coming up, we might have actually gotten some insight into one of the biggest mysteries involving a high-profile Chicago athlete. It's coming up. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!